What did you use the milk in?
Milk buckets, tin buckets.
Milk. What about something? Did you ever see something like that made out of wood?
Wood?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a wood bucket milk made like that, milk in it. That's right. Kind of call them a keg with the milk in them, though. Milk in them for buckets, and then the milk in the tin buckets for buckets. That's right. Keg. Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, if you went to the store and bought some food, they'd put the food in a...
You know,
for you to carry home, they'd put...
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am.
What would they put it in?
Well, I don't know. My old man used to put it in a sack, cotton sack. Tote it on his back, put it in a cotton sack. Put all that food in a big old sack, which you pick cotton in, and bring it home.
Well, what would they give you nowadays?
What'd they do?
What would they give you nowadays?
Oh, they give you boxes and paper sacks, most paper sacks and big old sacks. Paper sacks.
What did they call that thing, that real rough cloth, you know, that bead used to come in?
Bead?
If you bought feed for the cattle. Say, you know, that real rough cloth, that bag or sack that...
You come in a croaker sack. All I know, you feed used to come in a croaker sack.
Okay.
That's right, croaker sack. Get that feed in. That's right.
Did you ever hear of a Guyana sack?
Oh, yeah, there's Guyana sacks. Guyana come in, that's what you're talking about. They had Guyana sacks, got Guyana in. They had them other sacks, they got that feed in for cows and things too, croaker sacks. And they had these here. Some of this Juana come in croak sack, and some come in these white bags, but there's old Juana sacks, white bags, but there was old Juana sacks, and we just all call them croaker sacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do people used to cook in when they'd cook on the fireplace?
Fireplace, cooked in ovens, spiders with four legs and a lid. Or you could run some lid as wide feet over the spider.
Mm-hmm.
Could run a stick or something through that lid when you got ready to raise it up, see how your food was in there. A stick. That's right. Spiders. That's right.
What are you cooking now?
Well, you're cooking them things now, but they ain't got no legs to them.
You still call it a spider?
Still call it a spider. Mm-hmm. Them others, I suppose, ovens. That's what they were. They oven. They call them ovens.
Uh-huh.
They had four legs. And they had a top on. And you got that old one, you had to take a stick or something to run through that thing there, run it through there and raise that top up and see how your food was.
Mm-hmm.
They called them ovens, I reckon. Because we ain't got, don't you see none of them there spiders with them legs to them now. You don't see none of them. Oh, I cooked them many days on them, baked potatoes and cooked puddings and bread, pones of folks used to cook big old pones of bread, then cook pones of bread on them.
Uh-huh.
And milk and butter. Don't see none of that, not much.
And what do people use to sharpen knives on, say?
Files.
Or something smaller, made out of...
Grinding rock. They call it grinding rock.
Uh-huh.
They call it grinding rock, what they used to use. Mm-hmm. Called a grinding rock. Yeah, come on, son. Called a grinding rock.
What about something you could hold in your hand?
Sharp knives on?
Uh-huh.
I don't know nothing about a grinding rock. You know anything, man?
You got sharp things,
huh?
Got some sharp things, man.